Dear listener, it's hard to explain exactly why I love Sylvia Plath. I know that I felt sparks, almost like a jolt of static electricity, when my best friend first read me Sylvia's poem, Edge. At 15, I had this dark, fierce place inside me that no one quite understood and that I myself couldn't articulate. I found my way to Ariel, and in those pages, it seemed as if Sylvia read my mind, wrote from the black cavern of my heart. Her words were more than real. They were fearless, a revelation. As I researched Sylvia's work for this book, not only did I gain further admiration for her gifts of language and rhythm, her unique blend of autobiography and fiction, but I also found that again I related to her in an almost eerie way. Both of us were writers. Both of us struggled with how to balance our art with our lives. Another thing I came to understand was just how deep and widespread the kinship with Sylvia's life and writing has become. There is something about her raw honesty that makes you feel like you know her, understand her, are understood by her. Her words laser through boundaries of culture, age, and gender to speak to our universal psyche. This unique bonding between Sylvia and her readers is one of the reasons why Your Own Sylvia was chosen as the book's title. My method for developing the book was to begin each day by taking a line from a Plath poem and journaling in poetry, writing out my thoughts and feelings, starting with one of her images or ideas. I also sent my mother daily letters, as Sylvia often did. I wrote about my writing and my life. I tried to channel Sylvia, as well as the younger me reacting to Plath for the first time. Re-experiencing the tragedies and triumphs of her life and her art, I fell in love all over again. And then I began writing the poems for this novel. This book, although based on real events and real people, is first and foremost a work of fiction. I have taken liberties imagining conversations and descriptions and interpreting the feelings of the real people speaking in these poems. My intention is to illuminate Sylvia Plath's life and work and to introduce newcomers to this astonishing poet and woman. I tried to do this with as much authenticity as possible and hope the results reflect this intention. As to purpose, Sylvia questions it herself in her poem, The Night Dances. She wonders why she has been given these lamps, these planets falling like blessings, like flakes. For me, the answer is clear. Sylvia was given the night sky's brilliance so her writing can be a light for all of us. Please go find her. Her writing is a gift. The bell jar, Ariel, the Colossus, the collected poems, her letters and journals. On these amazing pages, you just might discover yourself. Sincerely, Stephanie Hemphill.
Owning Sylvia Plath, a reader, spring 2007. If the moon smiled, she would resemble you. You leave the same impression of something beautiful but annihilating. From The Rival by Sylvia Plath. Who are you, Sylvia Plath? A cold comet locked in place by gravity? A glint in the cracked ceiling above my bed? Something shimmers out of your chasm. Your language feels like words trapped under my tongue that I can't quite spit out on my own. Readers tremble over your pages, believe you spell out letter by letter the words of their hearts. What's your secret, Sylvia? Are you the moon? Or have you become bigger than that? Are you the sun? And I wonder, Who can possess the stuff of the sky? Can I?
Sylvia Plath signed many letters she wrote to her mother. Your own, Civvy. The Rival appears in Plath's famous poetry collection, Ariel.